Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we pick back up last episode. All the couples were meeting for the first time. Jared and Marilyn had that big old conversation. And we see Nick returning to his hotel room where Danielle was posted up because she was sick. She didn't make it to the party. So he's, you know, all chipper, giving her all the tea of all the different couples.
I know.
He is such a messy bitch.
Collector.
Such a messy bitch, Nick. Oh my God. And he gets away with it because he's so, like, such a good listener, and he, like, looks you in your eye when he speaks, but he's messy as hell.
As hell.
As hell. Oh my God. So him and his bone collecting ass is spilling all the tea, talking about Jallery and Mallory and this, that, and the third Danielle. And he was like, yeah, you know, as fun as it was, I just wanted to get back to you and, like, hang with you. And Danielle goes, you know, you looked like you were having fun. Just, like, weird. He's like, what? Were you watching? And, yeah, she says that she was sitting outside. I guess from her hotel room, she could see the whole thing. So she was like,
please. Them producers were like, oh, girl, you need some binoculars? Good. We got some.
Go right in.
Bet. We got you. We got you.
So, yeah, we learned she was sitting outside watching the whole thing from afar. And then they just, like, weirdly started bickering. It was like she was accusing him of something, but I didn't really know what she was accusing him of, nor did he seem to know either.
It seemed like he was talking to, like, a producer or something, but she was like, oh, you're talking to someone type
of thing. Yeah. It's like she saw him walking on the beach with someone, and he was like, wait, no, that wasn't me. And then she's like, it was you, though. And, like, then it just spiraled into this whole thing that I couldn't even follow because I didn't know what the hell they was talking about.
I know. Yeah, their fights are like that. They really get off course.
Very, very easily just makes a left turn, and neither one of them know what the fuck they're bickering at by that point. Like, so weird. So she's starting to spiral. She's like, you know, I've been sitting in this room for 3 hours in my head.
I locked
myself in the closet. I was crying in the closet by myself alone for hours. And then they start talking about trust. She says she doesn't trust him.
It
went left so fast.
So quick.
So
he fast. He was like, you're toxic. You got to stop. I need to see some active effort to stop this toxicity. Lord have mercy.
It was horrible. It was just a huge, big fight over absolutely nothing. Literally nothing. Danielle essentially having, like, an anxiety attack and just, like, unleashing. Projecting the rumination she had in her head for the past 3 hours, which were all make-believe, just unleashing it on Nick, who was, like, completely caught off guard and, like, what the hell is going on?
Yes. And then she made the really bad mistake of an anxious attachment person, where she assumes that he would feel the same way if he was locked in a closet with binoculars. And looking at her down in Mexico, which we all know that he would have not only binoculars, but also a drone and microphone, because his messy ass ain't missing nothing, okay?
Nothing,
And would not have been watching her. Would have been watching Mallory and Jared, like, ooh,
with his drone. The drone, like, zizzing above, like, picking up all the sound.
The drone, like, yo, we're gonna get an overhead shot.
That's so true.
Oh my god.
That's so true. Poor Danielle. She just zoned in on him the entire time.
Yep.
Just watching, trying to read his lips, and he's like literally just talking shit.
Just
and...
like, oh, Shake, you're not attracted to Deep D. Why is
Oh,
that?
Why? What's going on?
Yeah. What's going on here?
So oh funny. God. So yeah, that was a mess. So the next day, oh god, Danielle in her interview gotta bring some context. She says, you know, she has an issue with mistrusting men. It's mm-hmm. because of how she looks or looked. She's scared that someone's always gonna like go off and find somebody skinnier or hotter.
Yeah.
It's a lot of she's dealing with a lot going through her just through her head. It's still grappling mm-hmm. with her weight loss and body image issues and still just trying to figure out how to be in a relationship and build trust with people. But she's self-aware because she's like, I distrust men who don't deserve it. Like, she knows, like,
Nick
is probably did nothing wrong, and she's bringing in this distrust. So I think that self-awareness is able to help them resolve, because the next morning they seem to be like on the same page, drinking coffee.
Yes. Yeah. I think he forgives her for something really small, which is just ordering coffee. But then she also says something that's a damn lie when she said, when I'm bubbling up like that, it's not myself. Girl, yes, it is. That is a lie. You just need to go see old Miss Orna over at Showtime and know that that is you. And that's okay. That is you. But you just have to, that's fine to adjust. You'll be all right. And then she said, typically we're good at communicating. Girl, what you mean typically? You've known this man 2 weeks. For ain't no typically. Seconds. There's no pattern.
None. And she said too, she was like, something feels eerie now because they just had a fight. Like something happened. It's very early on and like, now there's like this weird a new feeling in the relationship because everything was all smooth before. And he admits if a fight like this happens early on in any other relationship, he most likely would have ended things. But because it's her, because it's this process, they're engaged, he's like pushing through. A tough one, and the first of many more to come. Oh Lord. Mallory and Salvador. So same thing. This is post the night where Mallory had her whole 90-minute conversation with Jared at the bar, giving each other googly eyes, and Salvador was nowhere to be remembered.
And then when she came back to him, said, "We don't have to get married, babe, right?"
Exactly.
That's crazy.
All mess. So yeah, he talks about how they, you know, he broke down watching her and Jared, how he went home, he's exhausted, he went to bed, they went to bed angry. Which, side note, how do you feel about this going to bed angry, the concept of not going to bed angry?
I think it's one of those things that's definitely, like, made up. Like, I think going to bed angry as a rule is a nice rule to have, but it is one that's made up. If you go to bed angry, you're not going to get divorced the next day. And I, you know, like, and I say that as a person who, if I'm mad, I'm a take a walk type of girl. I am not a address it head on. I am a gotta take a walk, gotta do a page in my journal, listen to a podcast, listen to a couple Adele songs, and then I'll come back to you and tell you what's wrong with me. But so I need some time. I need some time to marinate.
You
so,
need time.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What about you two?
The opposite. I need to address it head on. I can't I can't move on until it's been addressed, kind of thing. Like I can't smile again or like laugh again or whatever until it's all cleared. So yeah, it's been very rare that Nate and I have like gone to bed angry. We generally will talk it out until we get to some resolve, which might mean some late nights. But I wouldn't even be able to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I literally can't even move to the next thing I'm supposed to do, which is like fall asleep. The problem might not get solved. The whole issue might not get solved, but I just have to get to like a good point. And then it's like, all right, I feel a lot better. Let's, you know, finish this up tomorrow or whatever though. But yeah, so Salvador brought up the whole concept. He went to bed angry because he was just like exhausted by the whole thing anyways. And so they, next day, they have a nice little beach dinner, the two of them. They seem to be on good page.
And Mal says something interesting where she's like, I'll call you out. You're lucky most people would have killed you. And Mal gets my invite to the cookout for this one because she whipped that fight all the way around.
Back
How the fuck, Mal, did you turn it around to where now he is guilty for not speaking to you when you were sitting there talking about his engagement ring that he gave you with another nigga? That is wild.
Very wild. I was so
confused. Kudos to Mal, man. You turned that right around, girl.
She really did. She whipped it around. I was like, wait, so what's he apologizing for now? I'm so confused.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I was so lost. And I wish we saw their conversation.
Me too.
Like that night. Yeah. Because whatever happened during that conversation comes up later. Because he brings it up again later.
Yeah.
Like he didn't feel good. And I'm like, what happened? Because that was very lost how they but yeah, he just kind of apologizes or whatever the hell, and was like, you know, reminds her this is all a choice. You know, this is all a choice to be here. I want you to choose me at the end of this or every day. Like that's your choice. You don't have to do this. And she agrees. One thing I noticed in this conversation, because Sal, he did a lot of talking, like expressing himself, and she had a tendency to say a lot. Oh yeah, same. Yeah, same.
I wrote the same thing.
Okay. Yes. You noticed that, right?
The same thing. All she said was, yeah, same. Same.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
And I think she was just agreeing with the concept, but I don't think she was agreeing with Sal.
With Sal. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, it's a choice to choose love every day. Yeah. I agree.
With that concept. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think she knows what she wants. I don't think I think she just doesn't want to hurt Sal because he's like a nice, normal, sweet guy. And so she's just going along with the process and with the journey. Yeah. And same. I get it. But even that whole convo, I was like, she's not even like really saying anything. Like,
No.
You know?
And I think she knows too that Jared is up to fuckboy antics.
That Jared is.
Yeah.
So she. Definitely. Yeah. Which is why she's also not just like head, you know, running after him or trying to like.
She's not running the towel. Pulling a Shayna. Yeah.
Yeah. Or throwing the towel with Sal because she knows Jared ain't it either. So.
Yep. And she knows that because she also has fuckboy tendencies because of the invite to the cookout she just got 2 minutes ago.
Right. Because of that shit she just pulled out Sal the door. Oh my God. So yeah, they're still out here pretending to be in love or whatever the hell.
Wait. Oh, I have two of these, but I have to stick this one in. The cabana literally falls on them and their dinner. And this is where even Jesus, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, and everybody else. Jesus said, No!
I rebuke this.
No! She's lying! Sal's lying!
Damn, the signs were there.
And we had another one later, but I just had to get that one out.
Oh God. So yeah, next we have Jarrett and Ayana. They're having a nice little beach dinner. They're very cute. I like their little dynamic. Great chemistry. They seem like best friends. They do seem like they've been together for dumb long. Just like how comfortable they are with their, even their humor, the little jokes, the little jabs, her little laugh. Like, they are very cute. They are.
Yeah. They seem to, on that level, communicate really well, which is nice to see.
So Ayana, in her confessional, again, this is post the whole Jarrett Mallory thing. She admits seeing him talk with Mallory was hard, and for her, lying and cheating is a no-go. So she's like letting that be known off rip. Then they start having a conversation about like exes, and she says that she cuts off exes. She's not into the whole ex thing, like keeping a relationship with ex. He's on the opposite end. He says, the way he put it is so stupid. He says he's not into burning bridges. And basically wants to keep in touch for networking purposes. Like, what?
I cannot stand it when people turn boundaries into clearly stepping over boundaries that are there for a very clear reason. And they just like rename it. And they're like, no, it's not that I have no boundaries with my exes and might fuck them once and again and maybe I get a job out of it. No, it's not that. It's that I don't want to burn any bridges. Like, that's not... No, you should just have boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. Which she threw in there. She's like, it's called boundaries. I don't know what this burning bridges shit is, but okay.
And then he said, oh, they may be someone in HR and I'm looking for a job. Nigga, you own a hookah business and you have a barbershop chair next to your couch. What the fuck are you talking about?
You need another job?
You
go
work at as Salesforce? Where you go work at Indeed? Where you gonna go work? Come on now, get out of here.
Yeah.
Come on. Jared,
just the justification for it was so stupid, the way he was talking. It's made no damn sense. They have that conversation, which was like, okay. And then they have this conversation about last night with Mallory without saying it outright. It was like all hypothetical. Like, if you were to talk with an ex and talking around in circles. And Ayana was basically trying to make it known that, like, I just need to see action. You can say all up and down that you don't talk with exes. You don't, there's no need to not trust you and blah, blah. She was like, action. That's it. Like, point blank.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. This is why she's level-headed enough to stay with this man after what we've seen on television. Because she really came up to that reunion matching his Jordans and with a full head of knotless braids and was like really his wife. And this is how she's like, okay, your words are cute, but what are the actions behind it? And her taking both of those into account, Shout out to Ayana's therapist. She had a good one.
Yeah. Because, yeah, she's one that watching her this whole season, you're like, oh, no, Ayana, why are you in this scenario? Yeah. But then you learn to kind of like trust her and know that she stands up for her. She says what she needs, like, yep, very clearly.
Yep.
And he abides by it or doesn't. And mm-hmm. I think this was her in a very weird way, because it was all hypothetical, her just saying, I don't care about any of this. Actions. That's all I watch. So take it or leave it. So yeah, that was Ayana and Jarrett. Shake and Deep D. They head to, they're in Mexico, so they go to like a little cenote. They go swimming. Shake says the last cenote he was at was a Diplo music festival, which seems so on brand for Shake to be an event that is just filled essentially with white girls shaking their ass. That's literally what Diplo, like a Diplo music festival, is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And as he said
that, I was like, oh, God. I just
knew exactly who he was. Some biracial girls. Isn't Diplo like into black women? Did I?
He had his whole Me Too scandal where he was basically like, I don't even know the whole story, but having sex with underage or doing whatever.
What?
With black girls. Yeah, I don't know. Something fucking fishy and creepy as hell. But no, when I think Diplo Music Festival, I think mostly just like white girls shaking their ass.
You have more experience than me, friend. You could tell that. I believe he's,
he had a little crossover moment where he was doing like dance hall type stuff, but I just feel like it's mostly white girls and
absolutely, yeah.
So when he said a Diplo music festival, I was like, okay, Shake.
And a Diplo music festival inside of a cenote? That sounds like coronavirus.
Ew. Yuck. I know.
It's like wet and dark and hot. There's bats sleeping on the ceiling. No
ma'am. No ma'am. But yeah, they seem to have a nice time, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. So all the couples, they meet up for beach volleyball, drinking, swimming at the beach. Shane and Jarrett are besties bro-ing out. They're both like loud, big extroverts.
I know, very large human beings and personalities. Big personalities. Yeah.
And so yeah, Ayana is noticing how extroverted Jarrett is.
Disgusted.
It's a lie. He's him and Shane just like, you can feel their extrovertness in the pods, but to see it, just the loudness and the bro-ing and their chest bumping, it's like, fuck, this is like a lot.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsoneRose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.